A 13th century sage once taught that if one lights a fire for others, it will also brighten their own way. It's good to help and be known by others. In fact, research has found that senior citizens who don't feel wanted or useful to others are nearly 3 times as likely to die prematurely as those who did feel wanted and valuable. This research speaks to a profound human truth. We all want to be wanted. We want to be known. And we want to be useful. But the divine truth is, you aren't alone. And you are wanted. But do you ever feel alone and brokenhearted? Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 34 is about being known. God is not missing. God is quite near to you and saves you when your spirit is crushed and broken. But surely you have experienced times of isolation and feeling dejected, as if God had turned his back on you. Well, if you're feeling that, you're in the right place. The Lord is here and his spirit is with us. So for now, begin your meditation by finding a place to be tranquil and untroubled, a divine sanctuary to rest, and a time to be aware of the nearness of the Holy Father, the intimacy of the Son, and the vicinity of the Holy Spirit. Continue on now in this time of understanding by listening and then responding to this passage from Ezekiel chapter 36. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, you are near to me. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Then God will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. God will cleanse you from all uncleanliness and from all of your idols. Heavenly Father, you are near to me. Moreover, God will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Heavenly Father, I know that you are near to me. God will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Because Heavenly Father, you are near to me. For a moment longer, linger in this time of divine knowing. God is not absent. He is here, and you are safe. Remaining in this sacred space, become aware of moments when you sense isolation, times when you experience being unneeded. Scan your thoughts for a moment. What emotions rise to the surface as you face these experiences? How does your body respond? If they come, be vulnerable with your tears and anxiety. Remember, you are safe, you are known, you are loved, and you are wanted. For another moment, center on being known. Center on being wanted. Center on being loved by the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Center too on your breathing, bringing attention to your breath. breathing not from your chest, but your stomach. In fact, if possible, place your hand on your stomach and focus on the slow rise with each deep breath. Be mindful of it rising. You are aware of your breathing, and so is God. Even in the presence of your loving Heavenly Father, you may still have recurring thoughts of isolation. Please feel no condemnation. Rather, return to your breathing and whispering the words, "Heavenly Father, you are near to me." Center on the word "near" as your focused sacred prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Psalm chapter 34, verse 18 from the New American Standard Bible is a portion of the writings of King David. In this chapter, David talks about his own transformation and reminds us that God is good. Imagine these words now as a personal note from David to you, reminding you that God is present and active in your life. My dear friend, you know I speak from experience when I talk about being miserable and forgotten, feeling distant from God. But remember, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. What came into focus for you? Well, listen once more for any emotional influence this scripture passage has on you. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. What became even more clear this time? We'll take this next minute for that to become your deeper contemplation. Listen once more, but contemplate now on this wider passage from the Common English Bible. The Lord's eyes watch the righteous, his ears listen to their cries for help. But the Lord's face is set against those who do evil, to eliminate even the memory of them from the earth. But when the righteous cry out, the Lord listens. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those whose spirits are crushed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How did you relate to this passage personally? Let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to the passage again, but from the Amplified version. Dear Lord God, I cry for help and my heart rejoices, for I know you hear and rescue me from distress and trouble. You aren't missing. You are near to the heartbroken, and you save me when I am crushed in spirit, contrite in heart, and truly sorry for my sin. And for this I give you all praise, honor, glory, and thanks in the name of your Son, my Savior, and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you looking for in your relationship with God? Well, take this next minute for this scripture passage to become your prayer, and pause if you need or want more time. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to envision a table. A solid, heavy wooden table, hewn by hand, with matching chairs. Four chairs around the table. See them. And seated in three of the four chairs is the divine presence, the Holy Trinity. The Holy Father in one, the Son in the second, the Holy Spirit in the third. You watch as the fourth chair moves out towards you. God motions for you to sit, to join them, to fellowship with them at the table of grace. God did not create you out of need, but out of love. God did not invite you to the table out of lack, but out of wanting. You were invited out of their overflowing desire to be with them. So for this next minute, rest here at the table, your face in your hands. The tears may come, let them. But rest here being loved, desired, and wanted by the triune God. At this moment, at this time. As you navigate your way, be aware of moments when you may experience isolation, when you don't feel wanted. Don't fight those feelings, but rather let them be reminders that God is near and you are wanted. Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer of benediction, to remember that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. God saves those with crushed spirits. So may you encounter the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, in the presence of God at this moment and always. And no matter whether morning or evening, remain here for another moment longer, whispering, "Heavenly Father, you are near to me." Choosing now to rest in the presence of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.